entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elkmount, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Members of Congress honored Charlie Kirk on Capitol Hill last night. Today, the man accused of murdering him will be in court to face state charges. FBI Director Kash Patel says 22-year-old Tyler Robinson has confessed to the killing. The National Guard is headed to Memphis.
FBI figures show Memphis ranks first in the country in the rate of violent crime. But local officials report making progress, claiming historic reductions, saying the murder rate is at a six-year low. Trump insists the city is overrun with crime and is vowing to take similar action in other cities run by Democrats.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. President Trump is headed to the UK today. He'll be in Windsor for a state visit with the King and Queen. He'll also be talking trade with Prime Minister Keir Starmer. The Israeli military is begun its much-anticipated ground offensive targeting Gaza City. People still in the city warned they must move further south, even though many of them have insisted all along they have nowhere else to go. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came, and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000, and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.com.
Ever wonder why you have insurance for your car or home, but not your digital life? Meet Webroot Total Protection, your digital bodyguard that includes antivirus, identity protection, VPN, cloud backup, and more. With plans for individuals and families, Webroot takes the guessing game out of cybersecurity so you can get back to living your best life online. Go to webroot.com/offer and get 50% off today. That's webroot.com/offer to get 50% off today. Live a better digital life with Webroot, because peace of mind shouldn't be optional.
Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year, World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnekins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, milk markets were mixed. October up 17 to 1649, November up 8 to 1629, December down 1 to 1666. January down 7 at 1679. Cheese markets, barrels steady at 161 and a quarter. 40-pound blocks up a quarter to 161 and three quarters. Nine trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 4 to 182. Seven trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down a half to 116. Two trades on the day. Dry whey up 1 to 60 and a quarter. Four trades on the day. Triple-digit gains in the live and feeder cattle markets has strengthened some of the box beef prices. Technical buying as well after the losses from last week, and also expectations of continued good demand in the countryside for feeder cattle, all combining for the big gains. Hog markets also moving mostly higher as the pork cutout values were higher. However, the support on the fundamental side will have to continue this week for hogs to move past resistance levels. October live cattle up 462 to 234.60. September feeder cattle up 840 to 358.80. October hogs up 40 cents to 97.52. Chicago Board of Trade corn and soybeans mostly lower. There were some bearish elements to the WASDE report that led to a bit of a sell-off in the markets. Also, the weather will be positive to continue with the early corn harvest and the continuation of the wrap-up of growing the soybean crop. Wheat markets mostly higher due to a positive export inspections report. December corn down 6 3/4 to 423 1/4. New crop 26 down 2 3/4 to 466 1/4. New crop 26 beans down 2.5 to 1081 1/2. Chicago wheat December up 1.5 to 525. Minneapolis wheat December steady at 571 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming,
and raising a family. So we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
Local markets from Monday at Elsevia Durand, cash corn 363, October 363, December 368, new crop 26, 406. Cash beans 933, October 933, December 942, new crop 26, 972. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 369 and a quarter, October, November 373 and a quarter, December 378 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn at 377, October 373, December 376. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 368, new crop 368, cash and new crop beans at 957. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 373, new crop 26, 416, cash beans 941, new crop 26, 991. Red Wing Grains, cash corn 379, October and November 379, new crop 26, 421, cash beans 952, October and November 948, new crop 26, 1021. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn 363, new crop 370, cash and new crop beans at 960. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 227 to 248, Holstein fed cattle 197 to 222, market cows 131 to 165, bulls 166 to 210, calves 520 to 1680, beef steers 310 to 680, Holstein steers 235 to 465. Sheep markets, light lambs 320 and down, market lambs 245 and down, ewes 152 and down, rams 160 and down, goat markets, does 205 and down, bucks 260 and down. That's a check of markets. You're listening to WRDN.
Presenting Again Fling's Love Story. Dear love of my life, we were on the 12B bus this morning when I caught a whiff. A scent so fresh, so life-changing, I had to find its source. Alas, I didn't know if you were the woman in the pink freshly washed cardigan or the retired mailman next to me, but I knew one of you was my soulmate. Ah, the scent of Gain Flings. Try Gain Flings with OxyBoost and Febreze.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time. The next time you're out to dinner with friends, you can order the shrimp cocktail for the table. And maybe you'll realize it only comes with four shrimp after you've already given away three, but that one shrimp will be so good. And if you switch and save hundreds, you could get shrimp all the time. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shrimp. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could catch an isolated shower or a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. Some fog late tonight. Our low in the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high right around 85. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you got to check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
commitment. And when they start to kiss and got me thinking about you.
Beside me talking on his cell phone. He started yelling at me like I did something wrong. He flipped me the bird and then he was gone. Some beach somewhere, there's a big umbrella casting shade over an empty chair. Palm trees are growing, picture myself right there on some beach somewhere. I circled the parking lot trying to find a spot just big enough I could park my old truck. A man with a big cigar was getting into his car. I stopped and I waited for him to back up. But from out of Mercedes-Benz came cruising up and whipped right in. Some beach somewhere, there's nowhere to go and you got all day to get there. There's cold margaritas and hot senoritas smiling with long dark hair. Waiting room, it seemed like all afternoon. The nurse finally said, "Doc's ready for you. You're not gonna feel a thing. We'll give you some Novocaine. That tooth will be fine in a minute or two." Then he stuck that needle down deep in my gum, and he started drilling before I was numb. Some beach somewhere, sunset burning up the atmosphere. There's music and dancing and lovers romancing the salty evening air on some beach somewhere.
And is Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Like Grandma and Grandpa used to play. Then I'll float on down the river to a Cajun hideaway.
That comes from the heart.
Play something with lots of feeling,
'cause that's where music has to start. Oh, play me some mountain music like Grandma and Grandpa used to play.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN Alabama and Mountain Music here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnikins. On this Tuesday morning, good morning. We have temperatures in the 60s and it looks like upper 80s once again today. We'll have our ag weather forecast here coming up next hour. Also next hour, our NEFB colleague Dennis Guy from Canada. He'll be in our newsmaker segment. Farmers who grow canola in Canada, they're just a tad upset over tariffs. And Dennis is going to talk about that and some of the things that the Canadian government is trying to do maybe to stem some of that anger. That's on the way in our newsmaker segment next hour. On the way, we have today's Agriculture America next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Life is better with American Family Insurance because our agents provide specialized local expertise to help you get the right coverage at the right price. We understand that dairy farming is at the heart of what you do, and we want to help protect what you've worked so hard for. Let's build the policy your dairy farm deserves.
Contact Paul Slusher, your American Family Insurance agent serving Durand and Chippewa Falls.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating companies, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Well, now, which would you rather have? World-class seed genetics and traits,
or seed that's been tested and proven to yield in your area. Well, with Pioneer, you get both, plus the support of a dedicated local team. For the unbeatable combination of elite seed genetics, local knowledge and insights, and rigorous local testing, contact the team at Bowers Seeds and Service, your local authorized Pioneer sales representative serving the Durand area. At Pioneer, our name is our mission, and what's next happens here.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is upset with the Trump administration's agriculture policy. We'll explain coming up. Dairy farmers, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy farmers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, September 30th through October 3rd. Make the drive, bring your passion, and be a part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025. The road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
China has purchased a record amount of soybeans this marketing year, but none from the United States. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley says it's a problem that the White House must address.
I think we're finding a tougher position, and I think we have a president that's reluctant to challenge China in the same way he did in 2019 on agricultural things. And until we get tougher and we have some leverage, I don't see a good future.
The senior senator from Iowa says that President Trump's on-again, off-again tariffs on hard-to-get items has painted the administration into a corner.
Putting 50% tariffs on things that have steel in them when you can't buy those things in the United States and you need them for your tractor to be finally manufactured, there shouldn't be tariffs on things that you can't get in the United States. Why drive up the price of John Deere's because of a tariff on something they need for the tractor that they can't even get in the United States? It's a stupid policy.
Grassley says agriculture needs urgent help and a reimagined agriculture policy.
We've got this farm crisis now, and this president should deal with this farm crisis right now. I'm hearing from bankers. I'm hearing from people that are getting pressed by their bankers to maybe sell part of their farm. So they wanted to sell to somebody that when they build up their equity, they might be able to buy it back. We haven't had this kind of stress in agriculture since the 1980s.
Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could catch an isolated shower or a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, some fog late tonight. Our low in the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high right around 85. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you gotta check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We got winners, we got losers, chain smokers and boozers, and we got yuppies, we got bikers, and we've got thirsty hitchhikers. And the girls next door dress up like movie stars. I love this bar. We got cowboys, we got truckers, broken-hearted fools and suckers, and we got hustlers, we got fighters, early birds and all-nighters. And the veterans talk about their battle scars. I love this bar. I love this bar. Just walking through the front door puts a big smile on my face. It ain't too far. Come as you are. I love this bar. I've seen short skirts, we've got high techs, blue-collared boys and rednecks, and we got lovers, lots of lookers. And I've even seen dancing girls and hookers. And we like to drink our beer from a mason jar.
Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Toby Keith, I love this bar here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins. Temperatures in the 60s. Our ag weather forecast coming up next hour. Secretary of Agriculture Brooke Rollins has announced that eligible livestock producers will receive disaster recovery assistance through the Emergency Livestock Relief Program for 2023 and 2024 to help offset increased supplemental feed costs due to a qualifying flood or wildfire in 2023 or 2024. The program is expected to provide approximately $1 billion in recovery benefits. Sign-up began on Monday, and livestock producers have until October 31st to apply for assistance. Visit the FSA website for more information. Coming up, we have today's Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America, I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss, makers of high-quality workwear for more than 70 years. American citrus growers have battled citrus greening disease for years, and now Brazilian growers are feeling its impact. New data shows 50% of Brazil's citrus belt has the disease, and impacted acreage has grown for the last 8 years. I'll have more when we come back. This episode of Farm Progress America is brought to you by Strauss. For more than 70 years and three generations, Strauss has manufactured high-performance, German-engineered workwear, work boots, and safety equipment. The company's ostrich logo has become a proud symbol of excellence recognized by farmers around the globe. Need extra comfortable bibs? Strauss has them. What about work pants that have been tested to be 5 times stronger than your standard canvas pants? Strauss has those too. Each piece of the Strauss collection, from hat to boot, has been specially engineered to help you perform better on the job, whether you're working in the fields, taking care of livestock, or maintaining all the equipment that keeps your farm running. So if you're looking to add some extra utility and comfort to your workday, then harvest your potential and look for the ostrich. Prepare for the next growing season and grab yourself some new gear at Strauss.com. That's Strauss.com. Yes, breakfast is about to get more expensive. The disease known as citrus greening, which is spread by the Asian citrus psyllid, causes oranges and other fruits to turn bitter, misshapen, and unsuitable for juice. The disease has no cure, and once a tree is infected, production will decline until that tree dies. Florida has lived this story for more than a decade. The state once produced more than 200 million boxes of oranges per year, but after years of greening, the crop has been whittled down to fewer than 20 million boxes. Entire groves have disappeared, and the U.S. share of global orange juice exports has nearly vanished. Experts now warn Brazil could be on a similar path if greening remains unchecked. The industry group Funda Citrus now estimates Brazil's 2024-2025 orange harvest at just over 230 million boxes. That's one of the smallest crops in years. The forecast for this season, while larger than last, has seen cutbacks as the disease has spread. Brazil supplies more than 70% of the world's orange juice exports, and the United States' contribution has shrunk to just a fraction of past levels. Spain and Mexico add some supply, but neither produces enough to offset major losses if Brazil's harvest keeps shrinking. Researchers and growers are working on new rootstocks and management techniques, but progress has been slow. Orange juice futures in New York reached record highs earlier this year, soaring above $5 a pound, but they did tumble back later on weaker demand. Tariffs and supply concerns have kept prices volatile. In July, when the United States imposed a 50% tariff on products from Brazil, orange juice futures jumped 6% in a single day. At the grocery store, shoppers are paying about 8.5% more for a 64-ounce container of orange juice than they were just 1 year ago. I'll have more when we come back.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Traders will be watching to see if Brazil can stabilize its orange production in the face of citrus greening disease and whether U.S. consumers will keep paying higher prices at the checkout line. For families, it means food costs are likely to continue their climb, and the simple glass of orange juice at breakfast may not be as affordable as it once was. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by Strauss, makers of quality workwear for more than 70 years. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
Do you have an idea for a book? Fiction, nonfiction, or a children's book? We can help you put it together and bring it to market at Dorrance Publishing. We have thousands of testimonials from people just like you that we've helped get their books sold in stores and online. We've even got a service called The Writer's Coach. It's perfect for people that have a book idea in their head and they just need someone to help them put it on paper. Dorrance Book Publishing has been helping people just like you who have a book idea, written or not, for over 100 years. Imagine being counted among the most famous authors in the world with your very own book. Call right now and let us help you turn a book idea into reality. It's easier than you think. You just need a little help. Call us now.
800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. 800-879-4098. That's 800-879-4098.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Celebrate my age, the ending of an era and the turning of a page. Now it's time to focus in on where I go from here. Lord, have mercy on my next 30 years. In my next 30 years, I'm gonna have some fun. Try to forget about all the crazy things I've done. Maybe now I've conquered all my adolescent fears.
And I'll do it better in my next 30 years. My next 30 years, I'm gonna settle all the scores. Cry a little less, laugh a little more. Find a world of happiness without the hate and fear. Figure out just what I'm doing here in my next 30 years. Gonna watch my weight, eat a few more salads, and not stay up so late. Drink a little lemonade and not so many beers. Maybe I'll remember my next 30 years. My next 30 years will be the best years of my life. Raise a little family and hang out with my wife. Spend precious moments with the ones that I hold dear. Make up for lost time here in my next 30 years. In my next 30 years. Oh, oh. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
We got you covered from Delta Dawn to Dixie on My Mind. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
He could see the storm clouds rolling across the hill. Barely beat the rain in from the field. And between the back door slamming, she heard him say, damn this rain and damn this wasted day. But she'd been waiting for this day for oh so long. She was standing in the kitchen with nothing but her apron on. And in disbelief he stood and he stared a while. When their eyes met, they both began to smile. Somewhere other than the night, she needs to hear I love you. Somewhere other than the night, she needs to know. Spent the day wrapped up in a blanket on the front porch swing. Come to realize he'd neglected certain things. And there are times she feels alone even by his side. It was the first time she ever saw him cry. Somewhere other than
she's needed, and she needs to be held tight somewhere other than.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Wisconsin had 6.2 days suitable for fieldwork statewide for the week ending September 14th, according to USDA. Crops are maturing quickly as farmers are looking ahead to the upcoming corn and soybean harvests. Topsoil moisture was reported at 76% adequate and 2% surplus. Corn in the dough stage or beyond was at 95%. Corn fields were 72% dented. Corn was 17% mature, and corn condition was rated at 81%, good to excellent. Soybean coloring was at 58% complete. 19% of soybean fields are dropping leaves, and soybean condition was rated at 81%, good to excellent. Potatoes were 55% harvested and 87% good to excellent. Winter wheat was 16% seeded. Winter wheat emergence was at 4%. Fourth cutting alfalfa fay is 77% complete. Now, hay condition was rated at 80%, good to excellent. Teamsters at the University of Minnesota are ending their strike that put the Farm Aid Concert Festival in jeopardy. Teamsters Local 320 announced that a tentative deal was reached after the university made a new settlement proposal. Details on the proposal were unclear. During the strike, Farm Aid organizers had said their artist production team and partners wouldn't cross picket lines, saying in a statement that the farm and labor movements are inseparable and that the university must return to the bargaining table. The annual festival honors the resilience of American farmers and the organization's history of standing with farm workers, communities, and building a sustainable and just food system. The event is founded by Willie Nelson, Neil Young, and John Mellencamp, and is scheduled for this Saturday at Huntington Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. The U.S. beef cow inventory has reached its lowest point since 1962, reports Strover, marking what appears to be the bottom of the current cattle cycle. Tight supply is driving the strong pricing environment of beef producers that are enjoying it today. For cow-calf producers right now, things are as good as they've probably ever been, said Troy Rowan, University of Tennessee assistant professor. Agreeing with Rowan, South Dakota cattleman Ken Ode adds that while profits are currently strong, inflation quickly erodes economic gains. The beef industry is not currently in herd expansion mode, with producers hesitant to retain heifers due to high costs and economic uncertainties, said Dave Weber, Terrain senior animal protein analyst. Well, the USDA report showed the smallest U.S. cattle herd in history and continuing tightening numbers on feed. Analysts do predict producers have not experienced the higher cattle prices yet. USDA has announced it has improved and expanded the Farm to School grant program and would invest up to $18 million to connect locally grown food to child nutrition programs. The Farm to School grant announcement was made alongside U.S. Health and Human Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s latest Make America Healthy Again report, which called for more whole unprocessed foods into children's diets. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins says the grants are one of the best ways that we can deliver nutritious, high-quality meals to children while also strengthening local agriculture. With no new active case of New World screwworm reported in the United States, USDA is working to prevent the spread from Central America. Successful Farming Reports Secretary of Agriculture Rollins outlined the Department of Agriculture's plan to prevent the spread of NWS to the U.S., including a partnership with the government of Mexico. Now, NWS is a fly that lays eggs in the wounds of living animals and larvae burrow and feed on healthy flesh, causing illness or death. The insect usually infects livestock and is typically found in South and Central America, but one case was detected in a human this summer who had returned from travel to El Salvador. Now, the U.S. has defeated the NWS before and will do it again, said Rollins. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. And MLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
NTEC is constantly evolving to bring you the very best communication services. Our high-speed, high-quality internet, voice, and video services help you make the connections that matter. We may have a new look, but we're still the same local provider you know and love right here in Durand. NTEC grows and changes as you do, so we can always meet your needs. Visit ntec.net to learn more. That's ntec.net.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
We could catch an isolated shower or a thunderstorm today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high in the mid to upper 80s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. Some fog late tonight. Our low in the low to mid 60s. Tomorrow, scattered showers, thunderstorms with a high right around 85. If you're looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play, you got to check out Worthington, Minnesota. Worthington is definitely worth a look. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 64.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. When Dad got home, I told that story just like I'd rehearsed. Then stood there on those trembling knees and waited for the worst. And he said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. When I became a father in the spring of 81, there was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. And when I thought my patience had been tested to the end, I took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. When suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. If they know half the things I've done, they'll never let me in. And then somewhere from the other side, I heard these words again. And they said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. A secret that my daddy said was just between us. You see, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Song.
perfect chance. Staring at the faces in a rearview mirror, looking at the promise of the promised land. One kid dreams of fame and fortune. One kid helps pay.
Alma Eagles, from all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
We say goodbye, see you around. We turn our backs, then turn back around. We break up, we make up, and we make love. We can't seem to